Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, Yerushalmi daf Samach Tes, 69, as we continue here in Perek HaMotzi Yayin. This is the last daf here, Perek HaMotzi Yayin. These prakim are in and out. Again, every daf is jam-packed, but this is the last daf here of Motzi Yayin. Before we get to, again, these couple of prakim relating to issues of Hotza'ah. So we mentioned yesterday's daf, different types of dirt, different types of clay, different types of sand. And we mentioned a kaneh that is used for a reed that's used for a kolmus, so it depends why you would carry it out. If you're carrying it out to use for a kolmus, great, but if you carry it out, if it's broken or if it's thick and it can't be used for a kolmus, so then it's the way the most common usage is for it's to use it as a for a flame to be able to cook with. So that's what we said, k'di levashal beit sakala. Good, says the Gemara, kaneh k'di lasos kolmus. A kaneh, a reed, to make a kolmus, actually a tinus. There's talk about kolmus more. Rabbi Yochanan says another requirement, if you want to use the kana, if you want to go by the kolmus here, is it's only when it's long enough to reach the fingers. Because when I hold something, I'm called a quill, it's got to be able to hold. So if it has to go past my knuckles, kishri etzba osav, the knuckles, that's as long as the reed has to be. Reb Zira boy, this is an interesting line. Zira boy, nicha ad hacha, dilma ad hacha. Sometimes you're listening to a shiur, and the person giving the shiur says, like this, and you have no idea what they're talking about because, you know, you don't see. It's only audio, not video. So like this or like this. It's exactly what happened here. Reb Zira boy, nicha. Which knuckles are you talking about? Ad hacha, dilma ad hacha. So you gotta work to explain which knuckles that you're talking about. So nich ad hacha, I understand that has to be at least the knuckles that we would say the knuckles that connect the fingers to the palm. So if it's that long, fine. Dilma ad hacha, is it good enough to the other knuckles that are further up towards the tip of the finger? Right, is that long enough? Right, that's the question that Reb Zeira asked. A similar question as follows. Taman taninan. We also learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. They had a type of kli. We would call it like a pencil, right? One type, but one tip is a point and the other tip is an eraser. So it's not exactly the same because it didn't have a pencil with lead, but it had some type of sharp instrument on one side in order to mark, and then to engrave. And the other side had a type of eraser. So what happens? So if you have that kli, that's Mekabel Tumah. We not, right? No, 90% of Meseches Kalim is all about Kalim, are they Mekabel Tumah or are they not? So here too, what if you have a machtev shenital hakosev? If you have a machtev, right, this type of kli, that on one side is a writing instrument, a sharp point, and the other side is an eraser. So if you have the machtev shenital hakosev, if the writing instrument got dull and it's no longer fit for writing, tameh bibri amochek, it's still tameh because the mochek is still good, the eraser. Nital amochek, if the erasing side got worn out, whatever it is, tameh bibri hakosev. So as long as each one is there, so it still could function as an independent kli. But now the Gemara asks, even if the kosev is there, well, how much of the kosev is left? How long of the kosev? It has to be long enough to hold in your hand to write with. So Reb Zira asks the same kind of question. Nichad hacha, dilmat hacha, right? How long does it have to be in order to write with? So that is a little bit about kana. Remember the Gemara, Meseches Tainis, about kaneh. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Chaf Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that a person should be as soft. Let me find the line. My defsiv and amana pedav of hulu, because the line, onam itself. Just like this kaneh, this reed, it stands next to a swamp. And it's, it regenerates itself. And its roots go all the way down. And even if all the winds come, a reed goes with sways. Doesn't break. Ela holichu ba imahen. Damamu haruchos amara kanavim komo. And if once the wind dies down, so then the kana stands. So that's what you should be. You should be like a kana. And that way you'll be able to survive. But Bilam HaRasha, Birchan Be'erez, right? He says he wanted to give him a bracha like an erez, which, is harder because, right, when the erez, a hard tree, if a wind comes, it breaks. And the Gemara says, Afilash Zacha Kana, Litomi Emenu Komis. as we have in our Mishnah. Lechtobo sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. Tana rabbanan. This is what I really wanted to read. La'olam yehe adam rach kekana v'yekah shekeres. Which is basically what Bilam said. Be soft like a reed. So you get banged up, and it goes wind, and you can sway. Don't be hard like an eres, like a cedar tree, because then once you get hit, boom, you're broken. Right? And where do you see this? That's the story, Maisa, in the Blazer of Shimon. Remember the Blazer of Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon Yachai, that was going, and when he was riding on a donkey, Matalas Vas Nahar, the Samach Simcha Gedola, and he was very happy. Vaisa Daito Gasa Olav, Bnei Shalama Torah Harbi. And the Gemara has some type of negative. He thought a little, whatever that means, he was in a very, very, a little bit too very good mood because he learned a lot of Torah. And what happens is, Damin La Demechad, a person comes, who's this person, this mysterious person, Rashi, Yesh, Svarim, Shekasa, Bohem, Eliyahu, Zachur Latov. Some say it's Eliyahu Anavi. And Shahaya Mechuar Biyoser. He was dressed up as an extremely ugly individual. Amar Lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and he says to Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, Shalom Alechem, Lo Hechzer Lo, and he didn't answer him. Amar Lo, Reka, Kama Mechuar Oso Ha'ish. Wow, you're pretty ugly. Shem, obviously there's a lot more to this story. Maybe he was just in shock. Shema kol b'nei ircha mechuran kamoscha. Is your whole city like you? Amar lo, eini yodeya, ela lech va'amar l'uman sha'asa'ani kala mechuar klize sha'azisa. Why don't you tell the one who made me? Wow, what an ugly kli. And he realized he was wrong. He got off his donkey. He started crawling behind him all the way to the city, asking forgiveness. V'chulu, and the guard continues. And finally, at the end, the people of the city say, please be mochalim, he's our Rebbe. Okay, for your covet, I'll be mocha. But the last line of the Gemara says, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon went to shul that Shabbos and gave a drasha. Be rach kakane, v'ayikasha ke'eres. The question is, who's he talking about, himself or the other guy? The guy that Rabbi Eliyahu Navi, who wouldn't be mochalim? Not guy. But Tana, right, the one who wouldn't be mochalim, that's what he's saying, be soft like a reed, don't be hard like an eres. Or he's talking about himself. Right, don't mind himself, because that's the point of the story. Somehow, he shouldn't be as such an action in terms of how we've used people. But either way, you have the kana and the eres there too. So here we have the kana in our Mishnah. How much kana? Enough to make a kulmis, and that's what we saw there. Good. Second to last line. Amar Rav Yossi. Kol Beitza. We just mentioned an egg in our Mishnah, right? How much kana, if you're not going to use it for a kulmis, enough to cook an easily cooked egg. So, Rabbi Yossi, kol beitza zanin bekelim kebeitza mamish. Rabbi Yossi says, when we talk about an egg in Maseches Kelim, different shiurim, right, the Karban Eda quotes from the Mishnah in the fifth parak in Kelim. Gemar malacha could be only when you heat it enough to cook a complete egg. Okay, that's whole eggs. B'Shabbos, when it says enough to cook an egg on Shabbos, doesn't mean a whole egg. Means kegrogeres bekebeitza, the size of a dried fig of an egg, right? That's as much as has to be cooked. That's the time. So it's a pretty quick time. Good. We continue the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah says, etzem, how much bone to carry out? Doesn't have to be a human bone. I'm talking about a human bone, right? Even though Rabbi Yochanan, remember at the beginning of Maseches Brachas, Dein Gerama Da'asei Rabir, used to carry around with him, maybe a bone of his 10th child to go comfort people, right? Very unusual. Machlokas, we've shown him exactly, did he really carry around himself a bone? Or was it, you know, something else that also comforted people? I mean, look at Rashi, there in Brachas Dafhema Beis, Rashi says, Dein Gerama Da'asei Rabir, Ze Etzem Shel Ben Asiri Shemeslo. Sounds like pretty clear. Beer kamo bar, vitsar etzem, pachos mikisaora. He took a bone the size of a barley seed. Less than the size of a barley seed, so it wouldn't be metame. Bisudaro, laagmas nefesh. We used to carry that around. Tosfos here says, Pirish Rashi, de la adam chashav grab yochadam, mistama lohayu eli yisrach alava, vitema. Mechulun, it continues, where's the line? Rather, Rishonim argue, how could he carry around a bone? But either way, so we're talking about an animal bone. So etzem k'dei lasos tarvad, enough to make a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer k'dei lasos chaf, in order to make a tooth in a key. A tooth in a kli, in a key. Zechuchis, we'll get to more of that in the Gemara. Zechuchis, how much glass k'dei ligrod bod rosha karkar? Enough piece of glass, enough to sharpen the point of the karkod, or the karkar, different gersos, a type of kli that was used to strain out the threads on the loom. Tsrar even kdei lizrok ba'of, a pebble or a rock enough to throw at a bird, to shoo away a bird, right? A small pebble. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yaakov Omer, no, it's got to be bigger. Meaning, a bird you could just shoo away with your hands, so you don't need a rock. The lizrok bebehema to throw at an animal, right? That's more serious of a pebble or a stone. Etzem kdei lasos tarva de b'yudam kdei lasos chav ma'o chav. What does he mean? The tooth of a what? So there's teeth on again different types of keys that were used. Some type of locking mechanism. The key had certain teeth on it, and the lock had certain teeth on it. So question here: which teeth is he talking about? Ma'o chav sargid. So first day sargid. That's the lock. So maybe he's talking about the teeth on the lock. That's what he means here in Misech HaShabbos. The teeth on the lock, that's the size of Rebbe Yehuda. Tamantanin, and the problem is, if we look elsewhere, when we talk about what is still Makabal Tumma or not, lots of Mishnah is Kalim today, right? Is what's still Makabal Tumma? Nitlu Chafin Tamei B'nei Nekavim, right? If the teeth of the key was rubbed out or broken off, it's still makabel tum, it's still usable, but b'nei nekavim, because it has spaces on the kli to lock into the teeth that are on the lock. So even if some of the teeth are missing on the key, it's still usable. Nistamu nekavim, and if the holes that are on the key got closed up and they don't fit properly, tameh b'nei chavim, they're still tameh because of the teeth on the key. So either way, you see that it's still usable as long as it has some. But in that mission in Kalim, when he's talking about teeth, he's talking about the teeth on the key, not the teeth on the lock. So, Miklafashi Dasir Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda talks about teeth, is he talking about teeth on keys or teeth on locks? So, Taman, hu avad chaf belot. Over there, he's talking about teeth on keys by the Mishnah and Kalim. Vahacha, hu avad chaf sargid. And here he's talking about the teeth on the lock. Okay. So, different types of teeth. The Gemara doesn't answer it. Maybe he's talking about, just noting that he has different measurements in each context. Good. Zechuchis, glass. Kdeligrod bo roshakar kad, or kad kod. Enough glass to sharpen this cleat that was used to straighten out the threads. Taman, tani. But 1 second, later on, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Aleph. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Aleph. Why is it important to know about Kuf Aleph? That's Perek 17. Perek Halakalim. That's the 17th Perek of Misech HaShabbos, which is all about Muksa until Tokalim. That's the context. The Gemara there, the Mishnah there, on Daf Kuf Aleph, is discussing if somebody has a piece of glass, when is that Mukhan? If I have a broken shard of glass, so when is that called usable? And therefore, it's not Muksa, I can handle it. So the Gemara there has a shear, and that's what the Gemara is quoting here. Tani Vishal's Chuchis, Kedei, Litzok, what's the place? So Chukas, they ligrod bo roshakarka. Taman, tani, we learn later on how much Vishal's Chukas, kede litzok mi posoch ha-shemen. Enough to pour some oil into a shard, a piece of glass. V'hachamar hachin. So here, you say this year enough to sharpen with. So again, that's the Mishnah, there. The Mishnah talks about there about the different type of shiurim. In order to, find it. Okay, if you don't, here it is. The bottom of Kuf Aleph on a base. Kuf Aleph on a base. So how much Zechuchis? So the Tanakhama says there, L'chassos ben es piapach. Enough little glass to put on the cover of a little jug. Rabbi Yehuda has a different shear. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a shard on Shabbos, it's only Muksa, if it's only not Muksa, if it still serves the same function that it used before it broke. Even if it serves a function, if it serves a different function, that's muksa, that's nolad. That's a new status on Shabbos. So the Tanakhama there, Kuf Aleph Mabez, Shel Zechuchis, L'chasam, and Be'apach. Piece of glass, used to be a cup, now it broke, I could use it as a bottle to cover something up. It's still not muksa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ubevache Yu'osin, Ke'ein Malachtan. It has to be do similar to what it did. And shivrei areva latzuk l'tocha mikbah v'shal zechuchis latzuk b'tocha shemen. Right, to pour oil into it. That's what our Mishnah here is quoting. Our Gemara is quoting here, the Mishnah there on Kufal Mabes. So again, our Gemara says, Taman tani v'shal zechuchis k'dei latzuk l'tocha shemen. Over there, this is really quoting Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda who says that it has to do me'ein malachtan. So it says there, enough to put oil in. V'hachat amarachin, and here it says this, that it to Rosh HaKarkod, and the Tanakhama there says, even to cover up a little flask. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Mesha, Rabbi Cohen, B'Shem Rabbanan, De Kesarin, two answers. Number one, Kan Ba'ava, Kan Ba'chada. Maybe over there we're talking about thick pieces of glass, which can't be used to sharpen, a kli like here. That's why. Basically, different types of glass. Kan Ba'chada, here we're talking about thin, sharp glass, and that can be used to sharpen the kli. So, answer number one, different types of glass. Answer number two, different contexts. Here, we're in the 8th parak of Shabbos. There, we're in the 17th parak of Shabbos. Is deboy meimar kan bemetal dekabamotzi. Over here, we're talking about the malach of hotza'ah. What is significant for, what is inherently to carry something out? Over there, we're talking about muksa. Muksa might have different shiurim, right? Don't tell just because, over there, it has one shiur, right, for catching the oil, so that might be an issue of muksa. It has to be similar ra'ui to what it was. So therefore, don't compare the halachic context. So again, the first answer is physical differences. The second answer is halachic differences. Period. Next, sir evan de lizrok ba'of. How much, a little pebble, how big of a pebble or a stone, enough to throw at a bird? That was the Tanakhama. The second sheet, they said, no, that's even, you could chew away with your hands. It means to throw at an animal. Shimon barba. We're talking about throwing a pebble or a stone from behind. Meaning, if you throw something at an animal from front and he sees it, so the Gemara is assuming the animal might jump and get scared even if it's tiny. We're not talking about that. We're talking about from the back. From the back and you actually hit the animal. So what's going to make the animal move? What's going to make the animal move? You throw from the back of the bird, and he feels it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "V'yargish ha'of b'makim in ha'even, v'loshi yizraku l'fanav sheyisbahel." You didn't throw it from the front where it's going to get shocked. De'lozeh b'kol sagi, screaming or calling with a voice. You don't need any stone if you're in front of the animal. Behind the animal, it's got to be a sizable stone. So to throw from the back of the bird. V'dichvasi, and also similarly, the next shita of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, throwing it from the back of the animal, not from the front of the animal. You're allowed to throw stones at animals. You're going to throw rocks at animals. Tzabalechayim. So again, it must be, we're talking about a case where you're not hurting the animal, you're just shooing the animal. You're just trying to get the animal away. Right? One is not allowed to torture or pain an animal for no reason. That's Tzar Bal HaChaim, and the Gemara even says in one place that's Daraisa. What exactly is the source for Tzar Bal HaChaim is very unclear. We've mentioned this often. Rav Asher Weiss catalogs 11 potential sources for the Isra of Tzar Bal HaChaim. Right? Verachem Aval Kol Masav. One answer, one shot. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Two. The mitzvah of Masa, helping load an animal. Three. Bilam. Lama Hikisa Sasoncha. Why are you hitting your animal? Four. That's just four. There are 11. 11 suggestions. What is the mitzvah? What is the source? The Gemara never quotes any source for Tzar Bal HaChaim Daraisa. Gemara assumes it. So he quotes this as one of his classic examples of the, which there are probably, 20, or so of Ratzon HaTorah. There are some concepts that are Daraisa that if you read between the lines of the Torah, you know exactly this is the value of the Torah and this is what the Torah would want. Tzar Bal HaChaim, the mitzvah of Chinuch. Is one of his other examples, right? Mitzvah chinuch, mitzvah derabanan, mitzvah chinuch. So midaraisa, the rabbanan came up with a new chiddush. Midaraisa, you don't have to educate your kids at all. Just let them do whatever they want. Midarabanan, you have to teach. You have to educate them, right? Midaraisa, there's a mitzvah to teach them Torah. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Vishinantam levanecha. But what about educating my child to do mitzvos and wearing tzitzis and bechula? Where does it say that in the Torah? So it could be based on Avraham, ki adatev l'man ha-sheitzav, as one of his based on Acharav, but it's really not mafurish. And many Rishonim say it's the Rabbanan. So, or the, even the Gemara. So the answer is, the concept is for sure, Ratzon HaTorah, Daraisa. That's not something to talk about. But some of the details are the Rabbanan. The details of Chenecha the Rabbanan. So if you look in the newer Minchas Asher, in Simen Ayin Hey, in Devarim, he has many categories about Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah based on mitzvahs, Ratzon HaTorah based on svara, Ratzon HaTorah learned out from Mikrei Kodesh. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of chinuch, hider mitzvah, l'sheves yitzara, zvizah makdim l'mitzvahs, right? All of these are principles that might be based on Ratzon HaTorah. Okay, so this is Tzar Balei Chaim. So we're not talking about somebody who's just throwing rocks at animals, but just to shoo them away at any time if something is l'tovas ha'adam, that it's not good. I'm not doing it to hurt them or torture them, then for sure it's allowed. I could get an animal out of my yard. It's not Tzar Balei Chaim. Tani, we continue. If we get back, we'll talk about the tshuva of the Noda Behuda, about hunting. Tani, Tzror Makurzal, if somebody has a sharp pebble. Once we're on the topic of pebbles and rocks in terms of hotza'a, so we talk about rocks and pebbles in terms of muksa. In terms of muksa, when would I be using rocks on Shabbos? So the Gemara mentions, as it mentions elsewhere, in the olden day, the Talmudic bathrooms were out in the fields, and what, they didn't have toilet paper or tissues there, so they used different types of rocks in order to clean themselves. So, says the Brisa, Tanit, Sroar Makurzal, sharp rocks, Kizayas, Keegos, or Kabetza. There are different size rocks that they used to use. When they started cleaning, and again, the Torah talks about everything, they started cleaning, they would use bigger, when they had to clean themselves in larger areas, on our body, they used bigger rocks. When they had to clean themselves more, in smaller areas in order to clean it, closer to internal, they used smaller, pebbles in order to be able to fit. So Tzorah Makurzal Kesayis V'Kez V'Kabetza Natzlo Makane Boaz Raglav. You could use them and clean yourself, right? That's a euphemism, it's Raglav. Like we say Mei Raglayim, right? The water of the legs, that means urine. So here, it's Raglav, that's the euphemistic way of talking. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Rabbi Shim, Aviv, Ad Malo Ayad. No, not three rocks, one the size of an olive, a nut, or an egg. Whatever you can fit in your hand, that's fine. Whatever you can fit in your hand, even if they're small, you can fit a lot of them. If they're bigger, less. That's what's not muksa. Whatever you need. Rav Yehuda Amar Baisus Ben Zunin Haya Yoshev Vishona Lefnei Rebbe. Rav Yehuda says that Baisus was once saying this Brisa in front of Rebbe. The Brisa of the Tanakhama that says the different size rocks. Right? Because Ayas Kegos of Kabetza. Amar Kachanu Omrim. Tzarech Sheyeh Yoshev Mishkal Biyad. What? You gotta weigh the rocks. You gotta sit there and, this rock is, the size of an egg and this size. Miso Medaktig. Amar Leia Kol Mutter. All rocks are mutter. You don't have to know exact sizes, except the ones that are asui. Change the girsa bichafisa. What's bichafisa? So the Rav Chaim Gnievsky says large rocks that are designated for building construction purposes. So those kind of rocks you can't use to use in the bathroom because that was muksa from before Shabbos. But other than that, one can use anything. And again, what does that mean? Muksa is they're muksa. What, I have to go out to the field before Shabbos and designate? The answer is no. Muksa is a world of durabanans, as we know. And b'makam tzar balei chayim to clean oneself, we're makel on this need. Right? We wouldn't makter daraisis for kavod abrius. For durabanans, we say that the rabbanan did not institute their laws in the context of Kavod Abrius, like here. Rabbi Ila, B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, Yeshno Kumlo Regel Meducha Katana Shabosem. You know, any rock, stone, the size of the base of a small grinder of Besamim. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Lo Amr Elashel Bosem. A small grinder, where you only grind one spice. Hashel Besamim Lo, but if it's a bigger one, that's Shel Besamim, meaning many spices that you put in there, so then it wouldn't be allowed, it would be too big. So this whole Gemara reflects the idea that, you know, Torah has something to say about everything. We could be in the bathroom and Torah has something to say. How we clean ourselves and what we clean ourselves with. The Torah, we should have to look at it as the Torah even talks about this. The Torah sanctifies every moment of our life. And, you know, keeping, being an Eved Hashem in the bathroom is also something that is on our list, right? That's reflected by the Mefarshim in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph in the Bavli. Remember Tosfos Yud Aleph on the base. Tosfos asks, why is it that we say a bracha before we do a mitzvah? And if we leave a sukkah for 2 hours and we come back, we make a new bracha. Leishay basukkah. If I put tefillin on later in the day for mincha, I'll make a new bracha for tefillin. But learning Torah, I make one bracha in the morning and I'm done. No new bracha. I go to 5 shiurim, no new bracha. Why? Says Tosfos. The Tosfos is lashin. Is V'yesh Lomar Deshaini Torah. she'eno miya'esh daito. There's never a hafzik. Torah is never totally out of your mind. We've quoted in the past, Rav Salvation's beautiful, beautiful idea, the acute awareness and latent awareness. Torah is always in the back of your mind. But if you, Tosafot doesn't say this beferish, but if you look in the Divrei Chamudos, on the bottom of the Rush, the Divrei Chamudos says, even if you, when you go out to business, lo chashav hefsek, that he quotes, shaloi relazover, afilu behefsek merchatsu beisakise, levisheino masiach daito milumod, or even if you're in the bathroom. Baha'agur kasov tamacher, the agur, one of the Rishonim say, da'akshu nifne, even when you go to the bathroom, tzarach li zahar bedinim, kimo gilui tefach, v'keitzad yekaneach,
so even in the bathhouse, even in the bathroom, there's things to think about. And we had it earlier in this Masechta. Remember somebody said, are you allowed to talk about this in the bathroom? And you say, usher, and it was usher for you to ask me that question. Right? We had that great line from earlier. But here too, again, Torah, it covers everything. Good. We continue. What happens if I have a rock, Shabbos, the only rock near me, I need a rock to clean myself, has moss on it. You know, some of those green growths on the rock. Am I allowed to use that? So, not lo makniach bos raglav. You could use that. As the carbon aid here says, even though maybe some of the moss is going to come off, and that might be the malacha of kotzer, right? Malacha of cutting, so to speak, but that's a darshan miskavi. That's not your kavan, and therefore it will be mutter. Even though if you actually took off the moss directly and you wanted to, that would be an isidar isa. But because you're using it to clean yourself and it might not come off, so then it's a davar shenim miskavik. Tani shel Rabbi Chiya, cheres kol shu asu l'kaneach bo. Cheres, a piece of earthenware shard, you can't use. Right? The Gemara says in the Bavli, and the Mefarshim here say, this is even during the week. Because cheres, there might have some type of incantation on it. And therefore, kishuf, she can't use it. Or the Gemara has another daya. It's much sharper than the average rock, and it might hurt yourself. Right? It might hurt yourself. So either sakana or kishuf. Amar b'yosi barbun lo sof davar cheres. Not only cheres, alafilu azne chavios. The handles of broken barrels. Chodavar aniklas lo'ar v'yotze. Or anything that is inflammable. You're not allowed to use any of that. The Bavli has the exact opposite. Something that is flammable. So they point out in Machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, which is more dangerous or which has more kishuf on it. Reb Yosi ben Yosi Amar. I didn't see anybody make this Sahara, right? Reb Yosi ben Yosi. Same name. Did his father die before he was born, or did they name him after the name even when he was alive? I don't know. Reb Yosi ben Yosi Amar. If to use a pebble that your friend used to clean in the bathroom, umayim she'im behem arbam sa'a, asa l'kaneach behem. All of these cannot be used was used by a friend, or water that doesn't have 40 sa'ab shouldn't be used. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Mana, ma'im shalik lek b'na kelev, also water that was licked by a dog. Also l'kaneach b'hem, all of these shouldn't be used. Also for some type of maybe ruach ra'a reasons. V'tanikin, imakan lo also have a brisa. V'tanikin, imakan lo b'fi akelev, lo b'fnei akelev, you can't clean yourself with somebody has a dog that's a good man's best friend, right? But you can't use the mouth of the kelev or the panea kelev. Anything to do with the dog, you can't use to clean yourself. Or water that doesn't have 40 saw in it. Chaim Kadevsky says all of these have ruach ra'a. V'hahein de mishazeg go bebani. And the water that's used to clean the bathhouse, v'hahein de mishazeg ambatisa, or to clean a bathtub, rala tabos. That water is also, will give you, you know, tabos, or is where the tzoa comes out from, right? It gives at least to hemorrhoids, leads to intestinal problems, and these types of waters, right? Every time we use a modern day plumbing bathroom, we should have a karas hatov to what it used to be. Besides the fact that you don't have to walk out, and the levels of hygiene, our bathrooms are able to be cleaner than their dining rooms, probably. Right? So we have to, recognize the Hakaras HaTov, you know, when we say Asher Yotzer, not just for our own plumbing working properly, but for the plumbing around us working properly. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Barbun B'Shem Rav. Rav Chuna. Chamisha Devarim Namru B'Klo Mishal Kana. Beginning back to the Kana. Right? There are five things that are said about the Klomis, the stem, the hard edge of the Kana of the reed. Even though it's sharp, ain't shochten bo, you shouldn't use it for shchita. Vein moal, why could it? Because all of these are because there are, as the carbon aid explains, there are splinters that come out of it as it's used. So therefore, you shouldn't use it for something that needs exact sharpness and other pointy things would be a problem. So you can't use it for shechita, because then it might like cut, you know, the neck in a different way while you're shechting. You shouldn't use it for mila. You shouldn't use it for flossing, for a toothpick. And you shouldn't use it for cutting meat on the shulchan. Again, all of these, because it could be dangerous. And you shouldn't use it to clean yourself. And for the cleaning, that reason is because of ruach ra. Interesting, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Chulin about what you're allowed to use for bris milah, for mi'ila. You're allowed to use anything sharp. Right? The Rambam says in Perek Beis Vilchus milah. Hakol, anybody can do milah. There's hakol bakol molin, afilu bitzur. You can use a sharp rock. Ubischuchis, a piece of glass. Ubechal davar shekores. Below yamul bekromis shel kana, right here. You can't use the chromis of the kana, like we just said. Mipnei hasakana. That's dangerous for the child. Umitzvah min amuvchar lamul bebarzel. But mitzvah min amuvchar to use something metal. Bein besakin, bein misfarayim, a knife or a scissors. Vidnagu kol yisrael besakin. The Rambam has this in a few places in Mishnah Torah, where he quotes what the halacha is, and he says, minakal yisrael. And the Mefarshim point out, most of these lines of minakal yisrael are anti-tztuki. Anti-tztuki. The tztukim used other types of materials. I don't remember what. But the other types, other non-sakinim for mila. And therefore the Rambam says here, nagel kol Yisrael. Right? He says that also by Kiddushei Kesef. Kiddushei Kesef, right? Because Kiddushei Kesef is learned out from Gzeira Shava. Right? It's not Beferish in the Torah. Right? Shtar and Beer. So the tztukim don't do Kiddushei Kesef because it's Gzeira Shava. It's Torah Shemal Peh. So the Rambam says, nagel kol Yisrael Kesef. Right? So it was no. Nagel kol Yisrael is generally anti-tztuki. Good. Halacha zayin. Cheres, next Mishnah. Cheres, earthenware. Enough earthenware to put in between. You have two, when you're setting up a type of, stand in order to put a pot on. So you put these kli cheres in between to hold them together. So enough cheres to put between the legs. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, gelachlos basa or. Rabbi Meir says, no, enough to carry a piece of hot coal in. A piece of chair is that big enough. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kedil Kabar Revius. Rabbi Yossi says enough to carry a revius of water in. Amar Rabbi Meir Avishin Raya Lo Davar Zeichel Davar. Rabbi Meir says even though there's no Raya to that I'm right, that it has to do with fire, there's a remes. Because the Pasuk says here in Yeshayahu, Lo Yimatzi B'mchitaso, when your city is destroyed, nothing's going to be left. Everything's going to be pulverized. Lo Yimatzi B'mchitaso, Cheres Lachtos Eish Miyakud. So you see there, talking about a broken piece of Cheres, talking about fire in it. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yossi, Mishom Raya, Rabbi Yossi says, keep reading the Pasuk. Vlachs of Miami Gevet, talks about water. So who says you're right with fire? You know, my share of water is correct. Period. A drop more. Cheres, Chelitin, Bein Pasim, Lechaver, Vechulu. A cheres is enough to put between two stands, two legs of a stand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mikachinbo. Rabbi Yochanan says, not only is this the shear, this little piece of cheres is enough the shear to put on for Hilcha Shabbos, but also for Kiddush of the Mei Chatas, a Paraduma. Right, to be Mekadesh. Mekadesh, you could use this little shard to put the water in, because that's how you put in a kli. Right, Mayim Chayim El Keli. Right, that's how you use the kli. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this shard is good enough. Shimon Lakish Amar, Ein Mekad Shemo, no, not good enough. Rabbi Blazer, Shalal Dad, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, let's at least do Rish Lakish today. Rish Lakish says, you can't use it. Lame Mekad Shemo, why can't you use a little shard? Bepnei Sheinu Makabal Tumah. What, it's not Makabal Tumah? That's why you can't use it for Paraduma? What do you mean? Hare, kli glolam, kli avadim, kli adama. These types of kelim made out of stone or dung. Hare, ena makabal tuma, makachin behem. They're not makabal tuma, and yet you could use them. So you see, it's not connected. Even something that's not makabal tuma, you could use for kiddush mechatas. So here, this little shard too. Elamishum, sheena makabal revius. What, you're telling me the quote is not big enough? It's not makabal revius? Velomoder shimen lakash beklicheres katan shalem shalkoshim makachin bo. But doesn't Reish Lakish agree if you have a whole klicheres, you could be Makadish with it, even though it doesn't have a revius. Hari less time, Alam Shum Shain of Toar Kli. It must be because it's a shard. A shard is functional, so for Hilcha Shabbos, you could use it. It's significant and you can't carry it out, but it's not a Kli. You need a Toar Kli. Mayim Chaim El Keli. You need a Kli for Kiddush Chatas, and therefore that's not good enough. That's within Reish Lakish. Let's stop here. We'll pick up with Rabbi Yochanan and the ninth parak of Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, starting tomorrow.